Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rebbe T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in season 4. We're looking at the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah, the wonderful insights that he has. We are in chapter 1, Mishnah 10, Mishnah 9. We are in chapter 1, Perek Aleph, Mishnah 9, Mishnah Tet. Shimon ben Shetach Omer. Shimon ben Shetach says, a small Mishnah, but of course always an important and wonderful Mishnah nonetheless. So Shimon ben Shetach says, Heve marbe lachakor es ha'edim. Examine the witnesses thoroughly. Vehevi zahir b'divarecha. Be careful in your words. Shema mitocham yilmadu l'shaker, lest you teach them to lie. Who is them? The people that you're talking about, the people that you're interrogating, people that you interact with in your life, make sure they have honesty. Of course, there's the idea of shalom bayis, not hurting your spouse or hurting the family. If something you would tell them would be detrimental or devastating, like we learned from Avram and Sarah, what Hashem did, that he altered the words and left out something. But in general, examine those witnesses thoroughly and understand to be careful with your words. We don't want other people to learn from us such things such as lies, only the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God is the phrase. So when it comes to life, you have to understand and take people's words with a grain of salt. People have their own biases. People attach themselves to situations. People have their own explanations and their own interpretations of different events. Again, we've talked about this before. There can be the same stimuli to different people, and different people have a different response, a different result to what they see. So it's important to really examine what people tell you. Oh my gosh, she really went through all of her money in 5 seconds. He really lost all of his money in 2 seconds. What does that really mean? Do you take it at face value, or do you investigate it a little more thoroughly? You think about the idea of motzi shem ra. You think about the idea of lashon hara and the idea of avak lashon hara rechilas, how devastating and damaging words can be. Because of lashon hara, because of rechilas, so much damage is done in the Beis HaMikdash itself. Because of sinat chinam, the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And words can be a really big bad catalyst to cause destruction, to cause devastating. Words can't really be taken back. And if we learn to use our words better, if we used to have avad chinam, talking without lashon hara, but lashon tov, loving everybody, accepting everybody, using nice words, no nivol peh, no cursing, and no using derogatory, damaging, and filthy language, or language that's not rated G or rated PG, in all levels, you know what I mean? That's not the good lashon tov we need to have. Listen to your words. Be careful with your words. What you say, you should be careful with what goes into your mouth, and you should be careful with what comes out of your mouth. There's a famous phrase from, I think, the Gemara or the Talmud, that just as you're careful to make sure that everything you're eating is kosher, you should make sure that everything you're saying is kosher. If you're so careful to look that the package has an OU, to look that it's a kosher a symbol and has a kosher product, why would you not be so careful to wonder what comes out of your mouth? That's why Hashem, maybe, on some level, made us have 3 levels of defense, as we've talked about also, the tongue, the teeth, and the lips. There are 3 defenses for you to watch what comes out of your mouth. You have to be careful with what comes out of your mouth. You have to worry and wonder what you're saying. It's such damaging. There's a famous phrase, a famous story, analogy, I've also mentioned this before. Somebody came to the rabbi and said, how do I take back the words I said to my wife, to my friends, really damaging words? I can't figure out what to do. So the rabbi said, take a pillow, let out all the feathers, bring it to a mountain, and let the feathers all go fly in the wind. So the guy did that, and he came back to the rabbi. The rabbi said, now go try to collect all those feathers. And the guy says to the rabbi, I can't possibly get the feathers. They're gone. They're irretrievable. They're gone, and they're dissolved, and they're all over the place. So the rabbi says, so too with words. You can never take words back. That's why you should be careful. Double check. Think twice before you speak is the very famous phrase. Think carefully before you speak. Understand how damaging words can be. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can hurt me is not true. Words can definitely hurt. Words can definitely damage. It can rip someone's soul to the essence of their being. Don't use derogatory words or mean words. Don't call someone a fool or an idiot or an imbecile or demented or mean or unruly or disgusting. Any of these words are not words that should be used ever on any person. It's not, there's no purpose to using those words. It's just derogatory, negative, and hurtful and harmful. We should only use happy words, good words, uplifting words, positively reinforcing words that can help other people and not damage other people. That goes with the idea of unconditional love. Don't use words, even on children, even on spouses, even on friends or others that could hurt them. Only use positive words. There's no place in a phraseology. What's the matter with you is a phrase that doesn't make sense. What's wrong with you definitely shouldn't be said. You could say, I don't understand your actions. Your actions are crazy. You're behaving in a very crazy manner. But don't say you are crazy. You're acting in a way that's very difficult. It goes with the idea of people first language, person first language, understanding the person is not the disability. The person is not the wrong action. The person is not the thing that offended you or the thing. It's the person did an action that's offensive. So say your behavior is bothering, not you're bothering me. You said something that I don't like, not you're someone that I don't like. So when we examine witnesses thoroughly also, make sure to cross-examine them many times. In this way, you will uncover their secrets, because where there is excessive speech, there will be no shortage of sin. That comes from Mishlei. The more they talk, the more they will reveal. By listening to what they say, you will learn whether or not they are telling the truth. And be careful in your words. We've talked about this in the past few minutes. So important to watch what we say, what comes out of our mouth. It can really destroy others, especially when you're talking about other relationships, which you should never do. Talking about other families, which you really shouldn't do. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors, and we could really damage people. We're judging them. We're not supposed to judge people to begin with. We should only be dan lekav zchus. If you have to judge, judge them to the benefit, but don't judge to begin with. Be careful with what you speak about other people, how you speak about other people. Don't focus on the negatives. Oh man, they put on so much weight. Maybe they're really struggling with their weight issues. Don't call them a fat person. Call them a person that, don't call them anything, but if you have to call them something, just say they're struggling with eating problems. When you cross-examine people, when you cross-examine witnesses, you might speak in a way that tells the witnesses what you answer you are looking for, and which answer you will get them the ruling they want. They will learn from your words what you're not supposed to do. They will learn from your words how best to lie in order to achieve their goals. So we have to be careful to avoid that. We have to be careful with not taking things at face value, not just accepting what someone said without investigating it, without going through the motion. Just like a detective, a police officer, with thoroughly investigated manner, you can't arrest someone without having evidence. You can't bring them in and arraign them and detain them, if you're going by the book, without having proper evidence. And it can't just be circumstantial. It should be hardcore evidence so we know what's going on. So too, if someone tells you something, don't just accept it at face value. Do the evidence and investigate and make sure that there's actually what to say. That guy is a fraud. He took away all my money. Look into the matter. See what it really means. Is it just someone has a grudge against him and he's ruining his whole life from it? You have to look into it and make sure that what's said is really what's meant. And be careful when you talk, when you use your words, not to hurt others, especially not Lashon Hara, especially not Rechilas or Avak Lashon Hara Motzi Shemra. You could really damage and destroy people. What comes into your mouth is watched, and what comes out of your mouth should be watched. What you see and what others see, what you hear and what you smell, all these things we should be careful with, that it should all be kosher as much as possible, as much as we can. Struggle day by day, but we try our hardest. We should try our hardest. So too, especially with what we speak, we should be careful. Just like with what we bring into our mouth, we should be careful. Just so also what comes out of our mouth, we should be careful. This has been the PAL with Reb T. Join us next time as we talk about loving work but hating positions of authority, here on the PAL with Reb T. And I'm your host, Reb T.